This rich young man, he would not give himself to Christ. And so he went away, and we find him later that he had prospered so much until his barns were so full, until he said, "Soul, take thy rest." Oh, he had prospered everything. He had so much, he had need for nothing. But something taking place. The next time we saw him, he lifting up his eyes in hell, had seen a beggar far off in the bosoms of Abraham. That was because he wasn't willing to forsake all to follow the Lord Jesus. Then, when this taken place and the young ruler would not give up what he had to follow Jesus, it must have dawned on Peter, I believe it was him, that made the remark, or asked the question, raised it, and said, "Now, we have forsaken all to follow you. We have forsaken all. Look what we have done. We left our homes, we left our families, we left our lands, we left everything that we had to follow you." It began to dawn on him. Maybe he'd been so carried away in the work, watching Christ and so forth, that he had never dawned on him that he had left his home. He left his family. He had left his father, his mother. He left all he had to follow Jesus. But that's exactly what God requires. Forsake all and follow Him. That's God's requirement. We've got to do it too. Sometime we've got to forsake our very thoughts. If our thoughts about anything is contrary to God's Word, we've got to forsake our own thinking and follow Him. And the only way we can follow Him is follow His Word. Obey it. And but God's request and God's requirement is that we forsake all and follow Him. But in doing so, we find out sometimes we have to forsake our friends. Many times that's a hard thing to do. Now, many people, when they first come into Christ and be filled with the Spirit, maybe like women has been having some kind of a party they've been going to every certain night, where they've been playing bunco in the neighborhood, acquainted with all the neighbors and so forth, and belong to certain societies in the neighborhood, and they go play bunco. And these women, you know, is going to say something about it. They're not going to understand it, but yet you have to forsake that thing, because it's not right to gamble, play cards, and you've got to forsake that if you follow Christ.